In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ. Today, brothers and sisters, with the first announcement of the birth of our Lord and Savior, we now stand on the eve of the Nativity Feast, of the celebration of God with us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are likewise at the end of the Advent season of the Nativity Fast, a time of anticipation and preparation for a most blessed event. In preparation for the feast, the Orthodox Church has given its children a blessing to fast, to abstain from foods. In review, let us say that this fast has not been received with the utmost enthusiasm, nor been kept with the most careful precision. Perhaps we have murmured. Perhaps we have spoken against the church outwardly or in our thoughts. Or perhaps we have said that the church is right, but I am weak, and may God forgive me, and offering the publican's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Perhaps we have questioned the fast. Why? What's the point? The Christmas season as currently formulated can be at times quite stressful. And fasting's just an added stress. And the answer is, yes it is. Yes it is, and that's exactly the point. We stress over so many things. The fast is some stress for God. We stress over everything else. Can we not take on some stress for God? Is God not worthy of our stress? While we are all sown into the world, as C.S. Lewis says in Screwtape Letters, the demon is encouraged to keep his human patience sown into the world. While we're sown into all of our worldly stresses, we want our religion to be relaxing and unchallenging. We might prefer to sit quietly and close our eyes and hum and meditate like the Buddhists, or perhaps say an Our Father and be on our way and back to real life. Of course, those Buddhists are fasting too. But the point is, Orthodoxy does challenge us. It gets after us where we live, at the level of the belly, at our table. It invites us and challenges us to stress for God and for our own soul, because left to our own devices, we serve our stomachs most faithfully. And in this day and age, we have the option of only ever eating that which we like. We can never have to eat anything we don't like if we don't want to, in this time in which we live. We would never have to say no to ourselves, though vanity does compete with gluttony, as the fathers say. So we fast for our appearance. That's acceptable. In other times, brothers and sisters, and in fact in most of human history, people ate whatever they could just to live. People ate whatever they could find just to live. And if their food happened to be tasty, that was a bonus. And an emperor, a Byzantine emperor, once visited the desert monasteries and visited a desert father there. And the desert father prepared a simple meal for his honored guest. And the emperor was amazed. He said, this is the most delicious food I've ever eaten. I have royal cooks and people who prepare food for me in great banquets, but never have I had food like this. And the Father said, because everything done with a blessing is blessed, and the food is tasty because God blesses it. We remember again today the forefathers, the ancestors of Christ, of the Old Testament, all those great names. Their life under the Old Covenant was a waiting, a longing, an anticipation for the Messiah, the Chosen One, who would redeem Israel. But their life was stressful. They didn't always like being the people of God, in fact. They murmured against God. They killed many of God's prophets sent to them. Israel were those who wrestled with God. They were not always the most pleasant and cooperative people. And God sometimes had to allow them to be persecuted by the pagans in order to bring them around to repentance, to bring them back to themselves. And for the Most Holy Theotokos as well, one might imagine that this time was stressful. Her anticipation, not only finding no room at the inn, but wondering perhaps what her special child's life would be. How much did she already know as to what he would face? He who was born in order to die for us. But getting back to the stress factor in our lives, what is stress? Stress, brothers and sisters, is life's great motivator. Stress is life's great catalyst for change and growth. The students in my house were stressed the past 2 weeks with tests and finals, stressing them out right before Christmas. Was that fair? Why do we put such stress on our students with tests and project deadlines? Of course, in order that they would grow, that they would grow in knowledge and advance in their education. When they pass one test, they are given another. From test to test, from stress to stress. Such is life. Such is life. And it continues in work and professional life. Workers stress to meet their boss's satisfaction or to please customers. At professional levels, to complete projects and to meet deadlines, to perform. The constant stress to perform, to achieve, to meet challenges. Or if it's repetitive drudgery work or labor, to make oneself get up and go do it and do it again and do it the same and maybe better than yesterday. Even cooks stress over their food preparations, hoping things will turn out good, that the recipe will work and that people will be satisfied with what they've prepared. And yes, the fast does put added stress on our cooks, and they sometimes bear some of the murmurings of the faithful. So we don't like it. We don't like it, but stress makes us all better. Stress is necessary. Stress makes us all better. Stress is the exercise of our mind, body, and soul that enables us to achieve in life. Stress is necessary to move us forward in life. No pain, no gain, no stress, no gain. And dare we say, no fast, no feast. Oh, there will be feasting, but not nearly as great and satisfying as when one has fasted in preparation. Working for a reward is always better than receiving a handout. And God, brothers and sisters, God accepts whatever fast we have offered, to whatever extent the blessing was placed on our plate, either we ate it or did not. And everything with our Holy Mother, the Church, is designed for the healing, renewal, and salvation of the human soul. and has prepared us to meet our Emmanuel, our newborn King, our great God and Savior. As a hymn of the feast asks, what shall we offer thee, O Christ, who for our sakes has appeared on earth as man? We offer ourselves, we offer our stomach, we offer our stress to the glory of God in anticipation of his joyous coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.